Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
His jersey.
You can.
This is the one time I'm going against.
On Caesars, you can bet Grizzlies 45 plus wins 2-1. So
there you go, saying you double up
plus 200. 45.
You gonna wear a Caleb jersey if I win? If Houston's better?
Yeah, hey, yeah, I wear it on what's the name,
On Grizzby every Wednesday Grizzby, at 3. Yeah. Yes.
We got.
You can't put a sports coat on with the Shador, man. You just gotta rock that jump.
Yeah, I'm
already out of coats and they're booing me off because of the coats.
Hey, bro,
so.
I'm betting on 12, bro. The end of the day. I ain't never seen John and Jaren on no losing team, bro. Since when they were Cubs together, man. Them boys ain't for me on no losing team.
The bottom of our roster looks like Murray State right now, bro. Man, this ain't what we've had.
Our top 10 finna be straight, man. I'm telling you, bro. Okay.
Hey, just
I love it.
Hey, Sane, make sure you enforce the no sport coat rule, though, for sure.
Oh, yeah, man, ain't come about that, John.
The public demands it.
That's all right. Crazy.
I had the possum skin, John, on.
he told me that was plum, bro. He told me that was velvet plum.
Sane, I love you, my brother. I love you, and this was wonderful. This man said
bowl
weevil.
Yes,
sir. I'm going to stop checking me. Yep. All right.
He said bowl weevil, bro.
I think he's talking about the brown, the first jacket.
Oh, the first one.
Yeah,
okay.
Not my plum junk, suede junk.
Dig that. Yeah. All right. He is Anthony Sane. Always enjoy those visits. Yeah, he is convicted, man. I like it. He is putting his...
Well, he's been this way all summer.
Yeah,
so,
yes.
See, this is not a flip-flopping or something before the season, you know.
Yeah.
So I've been having a little fun with it, and really, I can't wait to say, I hope. Like I said, I am praying and hoping he's right.
Yes.
I mean, John Moran's had a wonderful season.
Absolutely.
And probably played 65-plus games.
Exactly.
So. But it's at 39.5. Did you everybody look?
Oh, it's 39.5.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I told you, I did this betting show yesterday with one of the sharpest NBA guys I know, and he released under 40.5. You know, he's now 40, under 40.5. He just doesn't believe in the group.
I mean, if we're banking
on health or whatever, you know.
You're banking on once you plug Zach Edey in there, he's in there for the rest of the season. Right, because if he goes out, you telling me this is a 48-49 win team without him?
I mean, I
that's the thing, and you're banking on something you haven't seen. He didn't play fully. Now again, Zach Edey's made the top 100 over top 100 players in the NBA. Got great high hopes for him, but we haven't seen this man run up and down the floor at this speed that Isolo wants to play, one of the top aces in the league for an entire season.
Yes.
Then you're banking on Ja. You know, all that's got to happen.
Yeah, and again, let me say, I have not buried Cedric Howard. I have just simply been.
You did early. You buried him at the one. But you came back. We talked you out of it.
Did I bury him?
You eased up because you have used Thorpe and some GM's comments. You know,
I was insulted
to frame
by them.
What you think? You know, not. I think you as a person who consumes sports, you know, Cedric Howard wasn't gonna be that. But you're allowing those expectations of him that were external, not internal, to affect the way we think about what he should be.
Well, I guess my bigger problem was just with the gentleman who used that quote.
Right, and that pushback should be on him. But I don't think we have many Memphis folks that are buying into that. I think pressure's kind of off of him a little bit just because he's got Jalen Wells in front of him.
Right.
You know, let's let him grow and see what he's going to be. And if he's just one of them OKC-like dudes, that can be a good thing, especially if you got the 2 pick next year.
Absolutely. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Stick around. Jason and John, Eternal FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Black tie movement is changing movement in the city of Memphis. How are they doing it? By being professional, by showing up when they say they're going to show up, getting things done, handling business. That's what black tie does for you. Whether you're moving in town, out of town, they can handle that move for you, but you got to get on the schedule. 316-6196 is the phone number. I've used them twice. Man, I'm so glad I did. Changed my life, really. I haven't moved in a while, but next time I do, I tell you what, my first call is going to be Black Tie Moving. 316-6196 is the number. Black Tie Moving, Change Moving the City of Memphis. Call today. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. All right, so we're just talking with Anthony Sain, who, of course, is extremely high on the Grizzlies, like high in like the Scarface scene, you know what I mean, with the supply, you know, that type of high. I mean, right? High as a giraffe's, you know, ovaries.
Sain knows he's high on them dudes.
And that's fine. I respect that. I respect somebody that stands 10 toes down on their beliefs. Whether or not he'll be right, we shall see. But I respect the conviction, right?
It's conviction in 12.
That's right. Conviction in 12. So I do this Thursday show on the Right Angle Sports YouTube channel, and we usually focus on football. Myself and Eddie Walls is the panelist. And he does college football, but he also does a lot of NBA. And he bets a lot of future regular season win totals. Like, that's a lot of where his bets will come. He'll bet large amounts on overs, unders. He'll play game to game, but his best stuff is, admittedly, he says, the regular season win totals. And he's hitting it like 65 to 70% on these over the last 4 to 5 years. So
that's a big number.
He's very good at these. And he gives out two or three of these a week now as we're ramping up to the NBA regular season starting. And this happened yesterday on the show. So there you go. That is Eddie Walls on Grizzlies under. Now, obviously, you know, he doesn't necessarily know that Ja's not actually hurt in terms of missing time.
And Jaren's not going to extend to the regular season whatsoever.
Right. It was 6 weeks from whatever the initial injury announcement was. But the bigger thing was that he doesn't even think
he said with them back.
Yeah, that they are a 41-43 win team. Says that they don't have perimeter shooting, says that he doesn't know what their identity is. And I actually think those things are fair. I mean, we don't know either because we haven't seen a full off season and program with Isolo's big system. So I think it's a fair.
I agree with him that, you know, that numbers, it sounded like a lot of what he was basing on. You're talking about, what, two or three wins is going to be the difference in this thing, is that Jaren's might go into the regular season. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if it's right off the bat, you got the two. If you're talking about two or three wins, could be a difference.
Of course.
So my reasoning is a little different. I don't believe in the rest of the roster really after seven. I'm so on a lot of guys. So in a West, what are we talking about? That's absolutely loaded. So,
right. Whether you agree with them or not, I mean, that's just what he said.
Yeah,
I mean?
It was interesting to hear.
And again, like
how low he is on.
Like, to me, it's just like it's a bet on health. If they're healthy, I think they go over, and if they're not, they won't. I think it's just
could come down to that. Pretty simple.
I don't think it's a talent issue. Like, I think they have enough talent when Ja, Jaren, Edie, and you know, the next four are available. But I don't know how many games I'm going to get that this season. I think that's the issue.
Seeing Edie play this speed an entire season.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you're banking on that because we know that Jock Landale is not going to be able to hold it down for an extended amount of time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, usually when, like, there's uncertainty like this, which there is, there's unknown. As much as we may think there is known with Ja and Jaren, there's still a great element of unknown.
I just think folks are, you know, in subtracting Desmond Bane, I know you put KCP and Ty Jerome. I think folks are looking at it as, okay, that's a hole. Like you filled it up with two guys. Dude, it's been a big three. That's where the chemistry has been. You're relearning a whole new way to win with two guys in a new system that's going to cater, yes, to those guys, but you're doing it with different ones. That's, you know, it's, I think you're overlooking what the loss of Desmond Bane here is a little bit.
Right, right.
If we're thinking they're better right now than they were with the three.
Right. I think that's the issue.
Yeah, we got to see about that. Mm-hmm. So let's see it happen.
Anyway, that was Eddie Walls there on his thoughts on the Grizzlies win total.
New York Giants shocked the world last night, certainly shocked Philadelphia, shocked me. Anybody watching that game, especially that second half, because I think you probably thought if you were watching the first half, all right, Philly's, you know, after Giants jump out, Philly takes control, and you probably think, okay, you know, especially coming off a loss to Denver last week in which they gave up 18 fourth quarter points, that Philadelphia's going to have taken control and keep control. But the Giants controlled the second half. Jalen Hurts did not play well. I'm a person that has held Jalen Hurts up because of his winning ways as a guy who, you know, should at least certainly be top five, top six quarterback. Again, has played well in two Super Bowls, has won one of them. Look who he did it against. All that said, yesterday he was missing reads, open guys, had A.J. Brown on wide open on a play he threw the interception on, didn't see it. And they've had no run game whatsoever. That hasn't helped him. But everything right now, we talked about it in the Denver game. If you can keep them out of third and short, you know, that's the way to beat them right now, because their offense, John, is a hot mess. I guess maybe we'd sort of now started to assume that you could keep replacing offensive coordinators and it'd be the same. It's not. The guy they've got right now, he's been with Sirianni a long time. I think he even actually came over with him from the Colts. It's Petullo, Kevin Petullo. He's about to get fired. They are, you know, yes, Jalen Hurts played bad, and I need to say that off top. He doesn't usually throw picks, threw one that was really the end. But they are running a basic offense that you've got, you know, the Orlovskys in the world saying, this is what they're doing before the game. He did it yesterday on Get Up before the game. This is what they're running. This is what they've got to change, because it's all essentially the same thing right now under Petullo. His play calling has stunk.
Yep.
And so Orlovsky called it out. Philly didn't adjust, you know, last night. They had not changed as Orlovsky expected them to. And you played, you know, into the hands of a defense that if you allow the Giants to do it, they can be a dominant defense. And so again, you're going to keep throwing the same out route that Jalen Hurts did. He got it picked off there at the end, and it cost them. Again, Jalen Hurts ain't going anywhere. It's the Kevin Petullos who maybe the only reason to this point he hasn't been moved on from or demoted at least, and he's done this before. Sirianni has demoted assistants, but not one as close to him as Petullo. Maybe the only reason that he hadn't done it yet is because they're such close friends. It was Desai that he demoted.
Yes.
And Sean Desai, yeah. But he had only been there, I think had just gotten there, hired as the defensive coordinator. And so it was a little, because you didn't have a relationship with him. Okay, you got no personal ties to the guy. Yes, we're struggling on defense, got to demote him. Folks are wondering if he's going to do the same thing here with Petullo, who he's tighter with. But clearly there needs to be a change. A.J. Brown last night after the game was really weird. Wouldn't even acknowledge the fact, the meeting that we had talked about beforehand, apparently between
him
and Saquon.
Yeah, that was very strange.
You know, and smiling about it. Said, you know, I have no recollection of that or no memory of that. That's weird. But I don't want to overlook the story that is the New York Giants and how they may be saving, Jackson Dart may very well be saving, Brian Daboll's job, Joe Shane's job, with this juice that he brings to the table. You know, it's really his legs. That's been the difference so far. 195 passing yards, one touchdown, but on the ground, what he does to a defense in terms of finding a lane and then exploiting it, he rushed for 58 yards, 4.5 a carry, 13 rushes. It gives him a second dimension. That's the kind of quarterback you're looking for in this day and age.
You know what's nuts is if you won't remember this, but yesterday on the show we were talking about this game.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know how the Giants do this unless Jackson Dart has like 60 yards on the ground.
58.
The man had 58.
And a rushing touchdown.
And that is the element. That does make them different.
Well, and Jalen wasn't playing. Jalen Carter.
Right.
When he's out, he's out as well. That's huge.
Yes. Yeah. We know when he doesn't play.
lanes are a
little, how much it changes.
Yeah, lanes ain't as wide when he's out there. So it just it was kind of a perfect storm. I didn't see it coming. I was on the same boat as you. I can't see this scenario happening against this Philly team, especially coming off of a loss. And that's why you have to go back to giving the Giants all the credit in the world. It's not just Jackson Dart. This juice that Scatabu has brought to the table. Three touchdowns last night for him, 98 yards. Again, how much of that's happening if you've got Jalen Carter out there? Are they as successful? Maybe not. But they got it done at home in a rival game. And they've got Philly reeling a little bit here. Yep. Now, so the Giants are and their juice now is just as much a part of the story as Philly, and sort of, you know, what are they going to do about this offense that is absolutely absolutely sputtering?
No, I think there's two stories, right? It's the Giants' resurgence, and it's that something is actually probably fundamentally wrong with the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think it's going to be a tough season for them the rest of the way. Because look at what they do, bro. Look at what they have to do. They have to go to Minnesota next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to be easy. I mean, that's a Carson Wentz revenge game in Minnesota with one of the best defenses in the NFL. That's not an easy bounce back game at all. That could be three in a row you're looking at right there for the Philadelphia Eagles. Then they got to go to Green Bay on the 10th. Then they got to play the Lions on the 16th. Then they got to go to Dallas. And we see how, you know, that's a revenge game for Dallas. Dallas probably feels like they should have won the first one.
Yeah, CD catches a couple more passes. Maybe they do.
They got to go to L.A. to play the Chargers. They got to go to the Commanders. They got to play the Bills. I mean, first of all, they got to play the Commanders twice. I mean, they could finish like 9-8.
29th in the NFL in total offense right now. Too low.
Yeah. And you have a receiver who's checking out, no question about that, in A.J. Brown.
But he was wide open last night.
No, he's been wide open. That's been his problem, is that like he's frustrated. But he doesn't feel like Jalen Hurts can hit him when he's open. And maybe he can't. I don't know. I don't know what the issue is. I think Lane Johnson was out last night. So maybe that's a factor here.
They have no run game. This was supposed to be Saquon game.
Yeah.
You know, getting back against the Giants like he did last year.
Yeah.
So the players, it's in the end, it's a players' league. They're not going anywhere. It's going to be Petullo. But when he does it, that's going to be the key here. If because he's so close to him, Sirianni waits. Boy, you could – really hurt yourself with that schedule you're talking about coming up. So
yeah, Lane Johnson did play, and he called for a less predictable offensive attack. Like, but my question would be like, how much more unpredictable can it really get? I mean, Jalen Hurts isn't really, he's not that guy. He's not that kind of quarterback. I mean, can you incorporate more play action stuff? I mean, we've seen him have big games. You know, we talk about that Super Bowl all the time, right? With that they lost, but he had a huge game.
Yeah, both Super Bowls.
He's going to have to be that guy, though. It feels like for them to be – their win total was 11.5 this year. I don't see a scenario where they're getting that right now. I know they're 4-2, but, like, look at their point differential, right? Could have easily lost to the Buccaneers.
Again, they have the weapons that if they change the play calling and come at this completely different, man, all of a sudden they could get back to rolling. But I just think they've done this to themselves with a guy that Sirianni trusts. He looks to be a bad play caller in this new role. Remember, he's replacing Kellen Moore. And you give him the opportunity because you feel like he's earned it. It looks like he stinks at it. So, again, you got to get him out. You can't wait. When is their bye week? Like, this doesn't feel like a deal where they can wait.
After the 26th.
Mm. See? And with what's coming up?
Yeah.
See, that's the decision he's got right now.
Right.
He needs to come at this because that's the only way you're going to get this offense to buy back in, A.J. Brown to buy back in. You know what? We're going to approach this completely differently. Ideally, you'd like to do that in a bye week. Can they wait that long?
Yeah, no.
That's the question. They're 29th in offense, bro, with freaking Saquon Barkley, Devontae Smith, and A.J. Brown. Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl winning quarterback. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean.
You need to do it now after that performance.
The crazy part about this Eagles team is that, like, they beat the Chiefs and the Eagles, but have now lost the Broncos and the Giants. I mean, that's the thing that kind of is nutty about all this, man. But, yeah, I mean, you definitely are going to have to make some kind of change somewhere because this is trending. I mean, you got everybody, you know, you got A.J. Brown playing coy about the meeting. You got the offensive lineman calling out the offense. I mean, that's just the way it goes. So
defense getting run over by Scatabu.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to do something. There is no doubt about that with this offense. So we'll see. All right, this South Florida has—they are out to 2-point underdogs. Mm. Can you believe this? They have the North Texas Mean Green continues to take money here from sharp bettors. which is not great. I got to say, you don't love that if you are Memphis. It's out to 2.5 at some spots, like ESPN Bet. Again, I'm on South Florida Moneyline. I'm not going to change that. I think they are the better team here, but the market clearly disagrees with me. 6:30 on ESPN2. I guess I would understand why sharps like North Texas. It's the most excited they've ever been. It's sellout for the first time ever. You know, upgraded defense, all those things. But it's at home, and that matters in college football quite a bit. But I don't know. I think maybe there's an underestimation here of the schedule that North Texas has played, or maybe an overestimation of the schedule that they have played, and an underestimation of the schedule that South Florida has played. If you're Tim Pernetti, you want South Florida to win this game, right? You want the same thing we want.
You want the two ranked teams to keep winning.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Keep rising so you have a chance at game day.
Even though technically, if North Texas wins this, they would then move to 6-0 with a win over a ranked team. They could then enter the discussion as a ranked team. But Memphis would not play North Texas this regular season. So, you know, you want the matchups that are on the schedule to be ranked. And that's –
no question.
And you want the game. You know, you don't get game day if North Texas wins this. There's just no doubt. You know,
no, and game day is not just a featuring of Memphis and South Florida. It's a featuring of the American. That's exactly right. I guarantee you it's what Pernetti is rooting for.
That is exactly right. It's just way better for
everybody.
Believe
me, he'll be flying in and hoping he gets interviewed on the set.
Yes. Well, he should. I mean,
and he should. He's got the best thing outside the Power Four this year.
Yeah, he's engineered.
But don't ask him about the basketball.
Don't ask him about
preseason rankings, because we, Lord knows, we don't care. You don't want to do them in football.
But you want to do them in your rat basketball. That does make no sense.
But he has got a good football league this year. He does.
He does. He's done a great job. You know, you wish there was a way you could replicate that on the basketball side, where it was as, you know, 5-6 deep, you know, as football.
Well, has he done it, or the schools that have hired the coaches done it? I mean,
well, it's probably
we got to give him credit for SOAR and for Don't Call Me the AAC, I guess. But he does oversee it.
He does. But
he should be interviewed about it.
I guess his whole thing is that, listen, I got these schools to invest in football. They don't have enough money to do both.
Who did he convince? North Texas?
I don't know.
Bro, the ones that are up here are the ones that should be up here,
right? Yeah.
And Benigni says South Florida's investing like a Memphis.
Right.
If not more, according to him. I still want to see those numbers, dude.
Well, I'll get them for you. I've got a FOIA in for you.
Thank you. Have Goodman and Douster do it. Bring it back home for us. For Birmingham.
I can't wait to see that, by the way. I know it's going to be, I think it's probably going to be during our show, but checking in with them while they're interviewing the Rice coach.
Those guys are good at what they do. They're experts.
No, they get paid.
They're wasting their time.
They get paid for this.
By the American big money?
Of course. They don't do it for the charity, bro.
The Americans got to put some faces we recognize on the rest of this conference.
I agree.
This basketball conference. Because you got Penny, and then you got Jeff Goodman and Doster. That's the American this year.
Yeah, I mean, if we went through and I asked you the school to name the coach.
Because I still can't picture the Arkansas State coach that's now. I can't remember his face.
Oh,
I'm talking about seeing him.
No, I'll help you remember.
And y'all have crowned him too early because he beat Penny one time.
He looks like Wario.
Who is Wario? Oh, the Mario.
His
the
evil
one.
Brother, yes. Yeah. Or evil cousin or whatever. Yeah. He looks like
Bizarro.
He got the Wario eyebrows.
I see.
So now you'll never forget his face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going to pull him up for you.
I don't want to see it, John. I just want to see it. I want to see Penny steamrolling him twice this year.
Here you go.
Flattening his face.
Here you go.
Well, he's got one of those extreme beards.
I was trying to focus on the eyebrows. Okay. It went to the beard.
It has a little Wario.
Yeah. No, don't worry,
probably
George. You're safe.
Too much fun, and this
George
is
over
leap.
There wondering if he has Wario eyebrows. You're good, man. You're good.
We've already led this. It's a split. We've already jinxed this thing.
Let's hope that South Florida can pull off an upset here tonight. Amazingly. And you know, if North Texas wins, people in the media are going to call it an upset.
Man, this South Florida team went into Florida and it went into Miami. It wasn't scared in either one of them.
And
it came out with a win in one of them.
But yes.
I don't care about getting his ass kicked. Early on, dude, you're going against a national title contender in that game.
I agree.
You're on the road.
Yeah, that's tough.
And hell, they're the only team in Florida apparently that you can't beat.
That's right. The only one. You can beat everybody else. You can even beat
Bethune-Cookman. You think we're scared walking into Denton, Texas?
No, we're not scared.
Where the money's flowing in?
We're not.
North Texas, you think we're worried about that? Us and Alex Golish?
Freshman running back. Freshman quarterback.
Bro.
Byron Brown.
We are one tonight with South Florida. Memphis and South Florida, we are one for game day.
Right.
All on the same page. All right?
Yes.
All right.
Now,
don't
again,
be scared.
I was watching the ABC local broadcast when Ole Miss beat LSU, and they called it a major upset. It was not an upset. Even though LSU was ranked higher than Ole Miss at the time, Ole Miss was favored.
Yes.
And that's what determines who the – you know, there's a favorite and there's an underdog, right? The underdog is not – that's not determined by whose ranking is higher. It's determined by the market and the spread of the game. That's what makes a favorite and an underdog. We used to go through this with people all the time. If North Texas wins tonight, it is not an upset. If South Florida wins tonight, despite them having the higher ranking, it is an upset. I know it's hard for people to square, but it's the truth. So that's going to be at 6:30. Jason, you can get tickets to this game as low as $71.
You don't need to do that part, fool.
No, that's an expensive ticket. For a college football game, $71.
You said it's the first sellout.
I mean,
or they've sold it out. I don't know if you said first.
It's more expensive to get into South Florida, North Texas, than it is to get into Ohio State, Illinois.
Well, so that is significant.
I mean, that's pretty nuts by $3, but still the case. So, Jason, as soon as this show is over, we are going to catch a flight to Denton, and we are going to be Bulls Up with Alex Golish. I mean, we've legitimately spent more time on this game than probably Tampa radio and Denton radio, if there is Denton radio, combined.
Because of what it means for the Tigers.
That's right. It is selfish. It is a selfish decision on our parts. There is something we get out of it if South Florida wins.
I hope we're not just inviting embarrassment. The day won't be an embarrassment.
Today?
No, the game.
Oh, the game.
And hoping that this builds up or whatever.
I mean, usually things we want don't work out for us.
That's what I'm just saying.
Although it did work out for us.
Maybe we should be rooting for a South Florida loss, right? So they get two L's and get up out of here.
I mean, but I don't want to cement it for North Texas.
No, we want game day back downtown. We're Memphians and we want the best for our city, and the best thing for our city would be game day here. That's why we have to jump on the South Florida.
And again,
there is no getting off.
If North Texas wins, man, they are dangerously close to stamping their spot.
Yeah, that's you're right. That's the other part of it. It's so good for North Texas, it might hurt you in that way.
Yes, because you want there to be a chance, even if you do lose one of these games.
It could be North Texas Tulane in the championship game.
100%.
If you lose to Tulane.
Yeah, I mean, you basically, if it feels like to me.
What does North Texas have left after this? You've done it before, but I need it again.
So they got UTSA at home, who's a disappointment, just lost to Temple.
That's a win.
They got to go to Charlotte, who's bad. They got Navy at home, November the 1st. Then they go to UAB, they go to Rice, they host Temple.
There's one more tough game, it's Navy at home.
That's right.
I thought it wasn't just this game, there was one more.
I'll say 1.5, because UTSA has played spoiler before, but you don't want to be dependent on that. You do not want to be sitting around hoping that happens. So I think if North Texas wins tonight, obviously they're that caliber of team, and they would beat a UTSA, and they would beat a Navy at home. I mean, Navy barely beat Air Force over the weekend, so I don't think they're that great. So, and it's you know, 1, 2, 3, it's almost, you know, it's 3 months, 3 weeks away. So what's Navy, what kind of shape are they going to be in by November? That's when they kind of fell off last year. So I don't know, man. I'm hoping South Florida can do it tonight and preserve game day opportunity and keep that you know, lane open, you know, for two, you know. It can't just be, it's not just North Texas and whoever else, right? That it's still wide open in that way.
I do have one more. We did a little NFL talking about last night's Thursday night football game, but I do want to get to one game that we did not get to in over-under, and it has some local interest, obviously. Raiders-Titans.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Now, we're not doing this just because John's a Raiders fan. We're doing it because it's really family, you know. Bennett, mm-hmm. Doyle, who we can still consider family over Grind City Media, does a fantastic job over there. He is a Titans fan. There are many Titans fans here in Memphis, Tennessee. And, of course, the Titans are coming off their first win of the season. A little bit more relevant this week than they were when they didn't have a win. Now, again, Arizona gave them that win and it handed it to them and said, please, please take it. Doesn't matter. Cam Ward's got his first win, and he takes on a Raiders team. There are a few teams, I suppose, that you could say are more of a dumpster fire than the Raiders. Geno Smith has been a part of making them that. 9 interceptions this year. So, listen, Titans DBs, keep your head on a swivel because Geno's going to put it out there. John, the number is 3.5. I'm curious if you're going to put anything on this or if you're just going to keep it pure. And here's the other question. Can the Titans beat you?
If it gets to three, I will bet the Raiders. Mm. If it stays where it's at, I will have no action on the game.
This is in Las Vegas.
Because it's already come down from six.
Is that where it was?
Yeah, it started at six. Now it's down to 3.5. Because no Brock Bowers, you know.
Oh, I did not know
that. Yeah, he's out again. You know, you just kind of wonder, like.
What's he got?
I can't say it, man.
Oh, okay.
I was going to make a joke, bro.
Is he week to week?
I'm not going to. Oh, he week to week, man. They keep saying, we hope he can play.
Yeah, I thought, thought there was hope.
You got old Auto Pen Pete.
I'll go look it up myself.
Oh, I don't know. Where's Brock? Hope he plays.
You have bailed on this team so quickly. It's hilarious to watch.
Do you blame me?
Bro, when you were 1-0, you were giddy.
That was a year ago.
Man, yeah.
It's been 84 years.
Sure wasn't.
Man, you got Auto Pen Pete eating ice cream cones on the sideline. I don't want any part of this. All right? So, no. If it gets to three, I'll take it out of principle because, like, come on. It's Brock Bowers worth 3 points. At some point, Geno Smith's going to have a good game, right? Genty going to get going, right? This is still Brian Callahan on the other side versus Pete Carroll. Can the Titans do it? I don't really think so, man. I'll be honest. I don't think so.
They can stop the run, though, can't they?
Yeah.
But and like, do what other teams have done to you with stopping Genty?
I mean, this team before
then that's
the
when Geno gets generous.
The miracle happened was down 21-6.
It's very true.
And it should have been 28-6. So all of a sudden, yeah. Am I supposed to believe that, you know, they're fixed or they can? They haven't won back-to-back games in Tennessee since 2022, man.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Frankly, they need to lose so that what you can go about the business of getting Callahan fired. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need some miraculous.
Now, I do think the question becomes like, is this Raiders team quitting? Like, I do think that is the worry that at 1-4. They just got their, you know, ish pushed in by the friggin' Colts. You know, you're just kind of – you're worried a little bit. You know, they took the rough loss against the Bears. They should have won. They obviously got killed by Marcus Mariota and the Commanders. You know, you got killed by Daniel Jones and the Colts. Are you – what's left is what my concern would be. But I would hope that this defense with a rookie quarterback coming in, like this is the moment. You may not win the rest of the year. But at home, against this group, come on, bro. A
couple more I want to throw at you before we kick it out of here. 49ers, Buccaneers, it's 2-4-1. Tampa Bay's -3.5 at home.
Give me the 49ers and Fat Mac.
So, well, I'm not betting against them ever. You know, I didn't bet, but I said there's no way they'd beat the Rams with Fat Mac.
And now I guess now we're back in the saddle.
So I'm not doubting this team anymore.
Yeah, dude.
Although the Bucs are playing well.
Well, here's the thing. The Bucs.
So were the Rams going into it offensively.
What if I told you that the Bucs have one of the slimmest point differentials in the NFL?
I'd believe it, but still, Baker's been phenomenal.
He has been phenomenal, and that's why they're doing
only
what
one
they're
pick
doing.
For him, too. 10 touchdowns, 1 interception for Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
You could put him, I mean, you could have him as an MVP candidate right now.
The Buccaneers are 4-1 with a point differential of 3.
That's crazy.
So they've won 4 games, and their point differential is +3. So, you know, that tells you how, you know, close to the line they've been living. I love this 49ers team, bro. I got to say, like, they are rallying around their atrophy. You know, they are rallying around the fact that everybody's hurt, that they don't have Brock, they don't have, you know, whoever, Pearsall. They're getting a little healthier this week. They're getting a little healthier. Juwan Jennings is back. They're getting back a couple defensive pieces. So, getting points with Shanny and Salah. They are a team that, you know, I love betting because they are just playing hard for each other, and that's it. Like, they don't have talent, and it's against this Buccaneers team that's getting they're getting less healthy. Godwin not going to play this week. Evans already out.
That, yeah.
Irving out. I think the wrong team is probably favored here. I know it's in Tampa, and you have the cross country thing, so that's why that exists. But I think this is going to close shorter than 3.5. So give me the San Francisco 49ers +3.5.
Then the big one on Sunday night is Lions and Chiefs. Chiefs, yes, a lot of penalties, uncharacteristic, but that offense looked a lot better. You noted that.
Yep.
In that loss. Lions operating as efficiently as anybody in the league. I mean, right now, right now they look as good as anybody.
They totally do.
Because I can't. Philly, no.
No.
What's on the AFC? I mean, Bills just lost. That I can say is better right now.
I mean, I think you need to start mentioning the Rams in the discussion of best teams in the NFC.
Not after losing to the 49ers? Mm. No.
That's fair.
Lions right now.
Yeah.
Save for what? That loss to, what was it, Green Bay?
Yeah, first one.
They have been phenomenal since.
Yeah. No, you're right.
It all started with getting Ben Johnson back, and they've been on an absolute roll and tear.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs, I mean, they're catching a buzzsaw here at a time where, yes, it looks like their offense is getting better.
Yep.
Surely Chris Jones ain't going to play like he did last week.
Yeah, he said it was
having been called out. Andy Reid talked about it. So I'm not sure what to expect. KC's a 2.5-point favorite here. This should live up to the billing of a Sunday night game.
It should, yeah. I'll be on the Chiefs, there's no doubt. They might be the worst the best 2-3 team in the history of the NFL.
Can the Lions control this game with their run game?
I mean, I think that would be the way.
Yeah, I mean the way. That's what they're built to do.
I mean, I think it'll be a shootout. I don't think it's going to be this, 20-17 type of game.
Although that's getting a shootout with Patrick Mahomes at his place.
Well, that's how
they
played 2 years ago in the opener, I think, and it was a grind out game. It was like a high total, and the Chiefs.
Well, you got to play the Chiefs.
They limited possessions, right? So I don't know. I mean, that's probably the way they'd like to do it. Can they do it? For sure. But this is like the second or third game this year where it's been an all in moment for the Chiefs. They beat the Ravens in this spot. They lost to the Eagles in this spot. So this is like for all the marbles here to get back to 500, and you get Rashee Rice back next week. So now you can kind of start to see, all right, light at the end of the tunnel. So I'll be on the Chiefs here, but full well knowing that this is also like a Dan Campbell special. The only negative I would say for the Lions is that they are really decimated defensively. They lost Terrion Arnold for the season and Kirby Joseph also out. So two big-time defensive backs for them will not be playing in this game.
Oof.
And that's a tough
time. Then
timing.
You better go ball control.
Yeah, you have to. That's exactly right. So that'll whoever wins the line of scrimmage obviously will win the game here, because if they can't establish the run and it's going to be drop backs, and shorter possessions.
I think you can run on the Chiefs.
We're going to find
year.
Out.
This year.
Find out.
We'll see.
It'll be a great game Sunday night. It's going to be a banger. I mean, this was going to be a banger on Sunday night. I can't wait. All right, we got a lot more to come here on the show. There's something coming to Memphis that I am extremely curious to get Jason's thoughts on. Will he be in the building? Does he even think about getting in the building? We'll do that and more when we get back. Jason and John, I'm trying to find ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Black Tie Movement is changing moving in the city of Memphis. If you're riding up out of here across the country, or if you're just moving in town, they can handle that move for you. They're professional. They're courteous. They show up on time. They stay on budget. Seriously, they're the best. I've used them once. I've used them twice. Several years apart. Same great service. Got everything done, and we're ready to rock. Get on the schedule. 316-6196 is the phone number. It's Black Tie Moving. They're changing moving in the city of Memphis. Jason, yesterday there was a big announcement. There were two big announcements. One was that Uncle Charlie's Cookout was postponed.
Oh, another one. We lost another one? When they say postponed around here, it usually means gone.
That's right. But I think it was actually, this was rescheduled.
Good, thank goodness. I didn't have tickets to this one, but I love
Reason
Uncle Charlie.
To trust.
Why don't you play a little I'm Blessed there, King G, while John goes through this story. You ever heard that song, John?
No, I only know the one.
All right.
The reason to trust. You know,
please don't make fun of Uncle Charlie.
I'm not making fun of him, man.
He is a national treasure and certainly treasured by the culture.
Yeah, like how does the song go, man? I'm trying to figure out how it goes.
Man, I don't even know which song you're trying to sing, but you're.
God sent me an angel, you. The best in the world. Yeah.
Did you just say hell yeah when he's about to sing about blessings?
Yeah.
You don't put that together.
I love blessings. Is he a Christian gospel singer or is he just
he's moved to some more gospel here later in his career as he realized how blessed he's been by God to live the life that he's had. This has become a nice little...
Well, how come he didn't bless us with
a little
performance?
Fellowship, a little fellowship. Said, man, said he, but he's going to, you said. It's been really postponed.
Yeah, I mean...
Bro, why are you drinking so much water?
Because I'm trying to, improve my health. Health as well.
Good for you. Good for you.
I'm not going to answer any more questions about it.
Well, it was your turn to talk and you were sucking.
Yeah, I was drinking. Drinking, man. But you know, it always starts with a postponement. That's how it always starts.
What's the other announcement, man?
Oh, okay. So I guess you just don't have any energy because you just expect every Memphis concert to get canceled. So that's fine. We still got Brandy and Monica, the Boy Is Mine tour coming up on the 30th.
For now.
I bet you that one probably ain't selling, huh?
No, it's probably done pretty well. I would
you think
imagine.
So? Okay.
Yeah, the fact that it's still on the calendar.
For now.
I guess.
Charlie Wilson, I'm pretty sure, was supposed to be here like next week. So we're going to have to ride that one.
But you said that's really postponed.
Yeah. I think he posted
a new date.
He postponed another show as well.
Okay.
So, it seems legitimate. It's not just a Memphis thing. But the other announcement is something coming to Memphis. Banana Ball. Do you know about Banana Ball?
No.
It's the BBCL. It's not to be confused with the BBL or BBC. It's the Banana Ball Championship League.
Just pull
man.
Yourself together.
All right, I'm sorry, but
try to get the news out.
It's you know the Savannah Bananas.
Yes.
Yeah, that's them.
Oh, they're on tour now.
Yeah
because so they've blown up. So
but
much.
It's not just the Savannah. The Savannah Bananas are like they're the feature team of it.
Yeah,
but they have six teams. They have the Party Animals.
Oh, I didn't know they do all that.
The Savannah Bananas, the Firefighters, the Texas Tailgaters, the Loco Beach Coconuts, and the Indianapolis Clowns, which is a revival of the legendary Negro League baseball team, actually, as a matter of fact, the Indianapolis Clowns. It's going to be the Indianapolis Clowns and the Party Animals coming to AutoZone Park in March.
It's 16.
16,
and including the Savannah Bananas.
That's right.
They do an unbelievable job.
That's right.
And it apparently packed football stadiums at this point now.
Yeah.
Or baseball stadiums, real ones and everything else. I've seen them draw, are we talking like 40,000 plus?
I mean, they draw like crowds.
And so I was thinking it was just a two-team thing, like they were the Globetrotters and the other team is the Washington Generals. But you're telling me it's like, a whole troop of teams. No, it's great because it's a huge draw. This has become big. They've got, these really cool different rules.
Yes.
Baseball, rules for more fun, more scoring, everything else. They're flipping when they make the catches. The kids love it. It's a way to get it's kind of like the circus and baseball combined is the way I would describe it. It's a lot of fun. I had some close friends as a family that went to Savannah to see them and got honored, and they had an absolute ball. To see kids' reaction to this, I think, has been why it's got so big.
Absolutely.
You can take your kids to it and know that they're going to have a good time.
No question about that. So it's coming March 7th and March 8th, two dates.
You don't have to worry about who's load managing, who might be out to injury, things like that. I mean, you're going to be guaranteed good time. I think that's why this thing is taking off.
Right. Well, Savannah Bananas are the biggest ones, right?
It's amazing. It just seems like everybody else has jumped in to cash in on sort of their success and jump in on that platform.
But they're
the ones that really started this thing into a craze with their crazy ideas and the way they play, the way they play it down there.
So the way it goes is for just to have the chance to purchase tickets directly, you have to enter the ticket lottery at bananaball.com/tickets by Halloween.
Good grief.
And then the tickets will go on sale approximately 2 months prior to that scheduled game. If you get selected in the ticket lottery.
Well, this is great news for you. You said AutoZone Park. That's what's great news for.
Yes.
Because you're going to have some attendance at this thing. This thing's going to be packed.
Will you, in fact, enter the lottery?
Yeah, I might. For Chris. For sure.
You think CJ would be...
He probably still have a good time. Chris watches Cubs games, almost full Cubs games with me. I mean, he'll watch a regular baseball game. So,
right.
So, yeah, I mean.
I mean, this will be huge.
It's going to bring out a ton of folks, and you'll have them coming from Arkansas and Mississippi like these guys put on
the show.
There's
no doubt about that.
And so it's awesome news for AutoZone Park. It might be your biggest crowds of the year, to be real honest with you. And so hopefully it will be a smashing success.
Yeah.
Now, I thought you were going to bring something silly to the table. Like,
well, it is kind of silly.
Time you do, and the way you started this, but this is a great thing for downtown Memphis and for AutoZone Park.
Absolutely, man. No, I think I'm going to enter it. I'm going to, you know, if I'll take Riley or something.
Dude, your kids will love it.
Yeah, it's for kids anyway, isn't it? I mean, adults can enjoy it.
No, it's for kids.
But I think, yeah.
And it's a winner, dude. Like, there's no way they go home unhappy with this.
I mean, this gets broadcast on ESPN and ESPN2.
Because they were filling up stadiums, dude.
Yeah.
Huge stadiums on tour.
Yeah, man. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, my folks are telling me this will be 100% sold out. That's how big this thing has got. It's like a phenomenon. I didn't realize what you're telling me, though, that they're bringing four other teams with them. They're like a traveling group of teams now. Very smart.
Very smart.
And I don't know if I'd been willing to share if I was Savannah, you know, mm-hmm. in that way. But the more the merrier in terms of the money.
Well, yeah, I mean, because if you grow this thing out and it isn't just one team, you know, it just feels like it can explode.
Well, it has.
Now, it's fake, right? I mean, it's fake. It's not real baseball.
There's, you know, a winner, but I mean, I would say it's fake in the way the Globetrotters are fake.
Right.
You know, there's still balls going through the hoops. There's still balls being hit out.
Yeah.
And guys flipping before they make catches. I mean, you'll see some stuff you're not going to see in Major League Baseball. That's what separates it.
Yeah, there's a lot of rule changes, right? There's a lot of other rule changes. Like, if you catch a foul, if a fan catches a foul ball, it's out.
Out.
Yeah. Right. You know,
again, incorporating the crowd in a way that Major League Baseball does not into the real outcome of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty amazing.
That's why you get so much interaction on this thing. This is good.
I'm glad. I think it's a great thing. I think it's a great thing that's come to Memphis, and I'm glad to hear that you may enter the lottery. I have just entered the lottery. We'll see how it goes.
I think that's going to be one that's packed.
George, are you in?
George, I don't have kids.
I don't, but I mean, banana ball just seems like a cool.
Oh, you'll be out there with a drink.
Thing.
Will you enter the lottery?
Sure, why not?
All right.
Take some friends. Don't go by yourself.
No, you can go by
yourself.
You
know what I mean?
Here's my whole thing.
No, he can't.
It's not like Disney World.
He can't go by himself with
no
kids to ban a banana.
Yeah.
No, he's going to look silly. He has to go with his boys and make it a cool day.
Well,
you got a couple of beers. Yeah. Now, that you can have fun as adults that way.
Right.
Time out.
But you think if he went by himself? Yeah. Just sitting there having a couple drinks, enjoying baseball
bro.
In the AutoZone Park in downtown Memphis, in beautiful
Two
downtown.
Things you I'd can ensure would not happen. One, I wouldn't go alone. Two, unless you're bringing like real young kids with you, don't wear a glove. Don't bring a glove. Don't be that guy.
Oh yeah, trying to catch balls.
If you bring a glove to a Savannah Bananas game,
let alone. A Savannah Bananas game.
Like, if you're trying to catch the ball for a kid and you're absolutely going to give it to him when you do it, that's the only way.
Ain't nobody doing
or if,
that.
Like, if you're bringing your kids with you.
Oh, if you're bringing your kids.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, if you're solo dolo, normally if you got to go, but you better be giving that ball to that kid if you're going
to
do that. Otherwise, we're calling security.
You got to get out.
Your
own volition. You got to go. Like,
we alerted them when you walked in by yourself.
Yeah, right. Like the
Grown
people
man.
That eat crawfish, you're going to prison if you do that. You guys are going to be sitting next to each other. You know, you bring a glove and you want just as an adult.
My wife said,
"Man, a banana game."
My wife corrected me later in the day. She said, "You don't bite the head off. That's the bite. You suck the juice out the head." I said, "That's worse."
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.